Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Tom Dolan, and you are listening to Economically Speaking, the podcast presented by the Town of Babylon Industrial Development Agency. So today we have a special guest, as we always do. The gentleman is Chris Kelly, and I can do no better than to just kind of give you an outline and read a little bit of his bio here. Chris is the training director at Long Island Joint Apprenticeship and Training Committee, JATC, with over 20 years of experience in electrical education and workforce development, a subject that is so important to us here at the IDA. He has his Bachelor of Science in Civil Engineering from Brooklyn Polytechnic Institute. He completed his electrical apprenticeship in 1998, received the Long Island Electrical Industry Award for graduating top of his class. Former roles include instructor, journeyman, foreman, general foreman, and assistant field superintendent. He led national textbook revisions and helped restructure the outstanding apprentice graduate track. He serves on the advisory boards for Nassau, Western Suffolk, and Eastern Suffolk BOCES, and Western Suffolk's career and technical education programs. At Western Suffolk, that's Chris and I, that's where I met Chris, as we both serve on the advisory board there. Chris is also a member of the National Electrical Training Directors Association, the National Fire Protection Agency, and the Independent Alliance of Electrical Industry. Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Tom.
We want to thank you for being here, and maybe we could just start by maybe you can give us a little bit about your background and how you got started in the industry.
So I grew up what would be considered back then a product of a middle class. My father was a local 638 steam fitter, so I knew the ups and downs of the trade and the industry, you know, as a whole. I was your typical track high school student, maybe did a little more, did some mechanical drawing classes. I excelled in math and science, so I knew I was going to do something with math and science involved. Ironically, my grandmother used to say, if I wasn't taking things apart, I wasn't happy. So that kind of led me into the direction when I spoke and met with my guidance counselor on my exit interview before graduating high school.
Wow.
And he noted my tracks in high school were math, science, and industrial arts type. And he suggested to me perhaps you want to go into architecture or engineering.
Wow.
I didn't think architecture was where I wanted to go, so I chose to become an engineer. And civil engineering, to me, encompassed what I was already doing. It was roads, bridges, dams, concrete, steel, everything that I was, you know, imagining myself working with my hands.
Sure.
I did graduate the engineering school and then went out to work immediately. I started a home improvements general contracting company, utilizing my engineering practicalities, but really wanted more out of it. My father saw in the paper, ironically, that Local 25 was accepting applications for the electrical apprenticeship. And being in the trades himself with the building construction trades, he thought that it would be a natural fit for me. Mm. First, thinking I would use the education and maybe put it into my existing company. But once I began the apprenticeship program, I realized the electrical industry itself had so much more to offer than what I could do as a general contractor. So that is initially how I became an electrical apprentice.
Gotcha. And that at a young age, to have that kind of focus and awareness, I guess, too, is pretty impressive, that's for sure. What was the apprenticeship program like for you back then?
So I started my apprenticeship program in 1993, not knowing what to expect, but realized that there is, if someone were to tell me what to expect in an apprenticeship program, that would only be words on a paper or words from someone's mouth. Your interaction with the members of the local union, the journeyman that you're working for, is what makes an apprenticeship so important. Hmm. You are, in essence, learning a trade through the minds and actions of the people who have also gone through an apprenticeship program. So it is a self-fulfilling opportunity for people to become a master of the trade from the people that they are working around.
Very interesting. Makes a lot of sense too, that's for sure. You know, the trades on Long Island right now, based on your experience, how do you look at what the current state of the trades are today on Long Island?
So the current state of the trades on Long Island right now, I can speak specifically for the electrical industry. We have seen a resurgence of interest in people wanting to become a member or working in the trades. There is a lot of work that is available. We have maintained full employment within the electrical industry for at least 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
There was a time when, you know, employment, it's cyclical. Everyone understands that, and that's part of the education you learn within an apprenticeship program, is to work as many hours as you were given, because you never know when you might not have the work.
Right.
So aside from learning the aspects of the electrical industry, you're also learning some budgeting skills and how to handle finances
right.
while you're within the apprenticeship program. But I would say the electrical industry is ready to explode even more on the island with the green energy stuff that's happening. You have the offshore wind, you have solar, you have battery storage. A lot of the schools are revitalizing their infrastructure and new services. You know, every time there's a bad storm, it's very bad for the structures,
sure.
but it tends to create more work when destruction from water and salt water, especially when we had Superstorm Sandy,
sure.
created
sure.
a lot of work for electricians specifically.
That's amazing, and we are seeing it, and it's good that you're seeing a lot of interest. And one of the things we wanted to talk about, and I've heard you talk about this in the past, is a program that may be available to young people that have an interest today. And maybe we can kind of take a little bit of a deep dive in that, and just to kind of get that information out there. What is an electrical apprenticeship and how does it work? You kind of touched on it, but maybe we can kind of get into it a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. An apprenticeship, the electrical apprenticeship, is more than just training. It's a job that pays while you learn. Unlike an internship, which offers and provides little or no pay with minimal training, apprenticeships follow an earn while you learn model. That means that you will work alongside experts, and we'll call that journey level people, in the trade, and they receive a steady paycheck while mastering the skills that will set them up for a lifetime of success.
Excellent. And I think I shared with you when we were talking pre, I have a couple of my friends in, I think Local 3 is another big electrical
correct, yes.
union, and they've had tremendous careers as electricians, and it's good to hear that things are still moving. What are some of the misconceptions or some of the things that maybe that people going into this would have?
I think the biggest misconception is you don't really need to know a lot to become an electrician. Now, as electricians, there is a tremendous theory aspect to the trade. The apprentices that go through, and the apprenticeship program that I'm running is a 5-year electrical apprenticeship program, which means they are working out in the field for 5 years. And they have to go to school for 5 years as well. And you cannot have one without the other. You need to go to school, you need to take the exams, you need to pass the exams, you need to go to work
right.
every day, you need to be on time. So the misconceptions would be, once I'm in a local union, I don't have to work hard. And that couldn't be further than the truth.
Sure.
The way the apprenticeship is structured now, it is truly a performance-based opportunity for people when they graduate. They will become journey-level workers, working for the contractors they worked for while they were apprentices. So your namesake is really the only thing you have to put forward when you are within a local union. And how do you want your name? Do you want it to be, wow, so-and-so is coming on the job, I remember working with him, he's a great person? Or, wow, so-and-so is coming on a job, I remember him, or her. You know, might not have been the greatest worker. And, you know, we produce great electricians. That's what we do, because electricians aren't born. They are trained.
Right.
But what you cannot train, and it has to be something that's part of an individual, is their ability to make sure they go to work every day, they're on time, and they master what they need to in order to become competent, skilled journeymen.
That's so important. And kind of what you said before, too, getting that opportunity to work side by side with somebody, if you have a good mentor, right, somebody who kind of can instill that kind of work ethic in you, too, will help bring you along, that's probably something very important as well. So if you're a young person sitting out there today, you're not sure, how would somebody go about applying for an opportunity like this?
So we run opportunities, recruitment opportunities every other year. So we had an opportunity in 2023, and we are now having another recruitment opportunity. Our recruitments need to be approved by the New York State Department of Labor, and we run a 6-month application process. We have applications the first and third Wednesday of every month from April, May, June, July, August, and September. So there's a total of 12 application days. The applications have to be filled out in person from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There are 4 minimum requirements that every applicant needs to bring with them in order to be given an opportunity to fill out an application. Number one is they have to be at least 17 years old, and that is tied directly to being a high school graduate. Whether it's a high school diploma or a GED, it does not make any difference, but you have to have graduated and at least be 17 years old. The next requirement would be you have to live or have lived in Nassau or Suffolk County for at least 12 months prior to the date of the application. And lastly, you have to have taken and passed elementary algebra, whether it was in 8th grade or 9th grade or 10th grade. Mm. For the individuals who might have a GED instead of a diploma, the GED transcript will not suffice. You would need to go back to your high school and get whatever transcript you have while you were in the high school before you left that would prove that you took algebra.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, I just want to remind our listening audience to please go to the show notes after listening to this episode. We'll have all of Chris's contact information. If you find this of something that you want to pursue, all that contact information will be available. So, Chris, you know, again, you have this long process, and I think, again, as we were talking a little bit prior to today, you said you have a really big turnout. So you're getting a great response with a program like this. So how would somebody stand out? How would an applicant put himself, you know, maybe give himself a better opportunity?
So that goes along the lines of, let's take a look at the 4 basic requirements, because everyone needs to have met them in order to put an application.
Right.
But there are people who do stand out, and those individuals might be people that had taken, say, a BOCES type class in high school, or perhaps an adult ed BOCES class, or even a for-profit electrical training school that might become available on Long Island, or even working in the field. Right? They are not requirements. However, 35 years ago, our main pool of applicants were either pizza delivery people working in a grocery store, or maybe not even working, and they were coming in. But what's been happening through the school systems and through this emphasis on working with your hands or trades as an alternative to college, people are prepping themselves better than, say, other people have. So if you have trade-related education or you have worked in the field, if it's not electrical, any type of construction is better than no type of construction. So those people will be given probably higher preferable treatment when they are interviewed, only because they bring more to the table.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Is there a cost of joining, or is it paid training, or?
Oh, that's a great question. When I go around speaking and trying to recruit young candidates, I start off by saying an apprenticeship is the college that you do not have to pay for. Mm-hmm. It is entirely free. The training, and by the way, you are earning money from day one. The minute you step on the job site, you are earning money.
Wow.
So the biggest, I would say, the difference between an apprenticeship and a college graduation or certificate is you're debt-free when you graduate an apprenticeship program. Having an opportunity to work, remain on Long Island, and earn a living wage that can keep you here on the island.
Sure.
Graduating from college, you probably are guaranteed two things, though, a piece of paper with your diploma and debt.
Right.
Right? So the apprenticeship is an opportunity. I do not discourage people when I'm teaching in high schools. If they tell me that they are pathing or tracking themselves to go to college, I say I am not trying to stop you from going to college. Right. Embrace that opportunity. Education is never going to be wasted. I look at myself and I tell them my story where I did go to college, had an opportunity. I would not be where I am right now if I had not gone to college.
Gotcha.
Because that education is what helped me understand that I like delivering information to people. As a matter of fact, as a first year apprentice, I was holding study groups because what I had learned in college, I was able to relate to my fellow students a little differently than the instructor.
Wow.
So that's when I knew that I have the opportunity to really make an impact with the apprenticeship program.
Right. That's a great story, Chris. It really is. And like I said, at a young age, to have that type of awareness. But I like two things that you just mentioned now. One is it is true about college and what a degree costs today. $250,000, right? Mm. In some cases, just to get that piece of paper. But also about this, the continuous education, again, looking at what you did, and just sometimes it's just those couple of more years from somebody to get those additional things to figure out what they want to do. Once someone is accepted, where do they typically work? What can they expect when they go into something like this?
So when a person becomes accepted, they can work anywhere from the Nassau-Queens border all the way out to Montauk Point. Our jurisdiction is Nassau and Suffolk County.
Gotcha.
Typically, we try to keep them close to home, but mm-hmm. whatever contractor they are assigned to then has the ability to move them around based on their needs.
Sure.
So you could be working 10 minutes from your house. You could be working 30 miles from your house, which is not a lot, but 30 miles on Long Island could equate to an hour and a half in traffic.
Sure.
So you need to budget not only your time when you're waking up to get to the job site, but there's a lot involved and there's a big maturation process that happens over the course of 5 years.
Sure. And what kind of a schedule do you guys work?
So a typical work day might begin at 7 a.m. You can have a 7 to 3:30. You can have an 8 to 4:30. But the reality is you can really work any 8 hours in a 24-hour period.
Gotcha.
We do a tremendous amount of work in schools right now, and we will not work when the school is occupied.
Gotcha.
For insurance purposes,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So if the school is over at 3, we'll come in at 3:30, and we might end up working 3:30 to 11 or 3:30 to 11:30.
Gotcha.
If we're working in the malls, we don't want to be working when people are attempting to shop. So the mall closes at 9, 9:30, 10, and then so we'll have to come in afterwards and then work an overnight.
Right.
Just always trying to meet the customer's needs, right? Yes. We need to keep our customers happy.
Sure. You mentioned before too that while they're learning and they're out working on the job, there's also classroom that's happening at the same time. How does that kind of fit into everything?
So the structure for the related instruction portion of the program is it complements what they're doing on the job site. Currently, we run a day school and a night school. So their early years, they are coming to day school one day every other week. That is non-paid. And then when they are later in their apprenticeship, they go two nights a week, which relates to either a Monday and a Wednesday night or a Tuesday and a Thursday night. And there may be an occasional Saturday if needed.
Sure.
But we try to eliminate the Saturday classes because we know that people have lives that they, you know, need to do outside of their work life.
Do they earn their license through the program? How does that work?
So that's a great question too. They, ironically, electricians, apprentices and journey level people, they work for an electrical contractor who holds the license.
Gotcha. Okay.
So as an apprentice or as a journey level worker, you do not need to have your electrical license because you are working for a licensed electrical contractor.
Got it.
If they want to pursue getting their own electrical license and then subsequent insurances and requirements, then they would become signatory with, say, Local 25 and become part of the National Electrical Contractors Association. And both entities provide pathways for members that want to go into business. They went up through the business and now they want to start their own business. So
Gotcha. We
like to have a lot of homegrown businesses flourish from the apprenticeship program and journey level workers.
Sure, gives you confidence, right?
It gives you confidence.
That makes sense. What would you say are some of the biggest benefits going through the apprenticeship, you know, financially, professionally, personally, you know?
So financially, you, from the onset, you are given a pay structure. You know when each and every one of your pay increases are going to happen over the course of the 5 years. So you can budget your life.
Mm-hmm.
As far as meeting people, what I loved about my apprenticeship program was you are constantly meeting new people. Not only people that you're working with, but job sites. I worked in occupied hospitals, so I was working alongside sometimes patients, sometimes doctors, sometimes nurses or admins. And you need to be able to manage your expectations of the people that you're working with. And one thing that an apprenticeship will do, aside from giving the knowledge and education to become an electrician, is you will learn to work with people. You have to.
Right.
And you have to put aside any differences you might have because you need to deal with principles and not personalities on the job site, because you have to do that in order to keep your contractor, keeping the contractor that he bid to, happy.
Gotcha. Makes sense. And I like what you say too, that in other words, there is an education within the education. It's not just the electrical, it's also learning how to be a good worker, things like that.
Right.
I'm sure there are people who bring a personality into it and have to learn. This is not the place for that, you know. But I just want to, the listening audience, if there's anyone listening right now that has an interest, Chris, maybe you could share some of your contact information and how someone would, you know, find you.
So if any person listening would like to know first about electrical apprenticeships and the opportunities, you can go to constructyourfuture.com and it will describe the electrical apprenticeship in detail. It will also talk to you about the benefits of the electrical program, from having continuous growth or having support. There are mentor programs built into the apprenticeship programs. The fact that there's zero debt with big opportunities upon graduation, and the on-the-job training, the classroom and lab learning. And I think because we are part of the IBEW NECA apprenticeship program, anyone who is an apprentice and subsequently graduates as a journeyman can travel anywhere in the country and work out of any other IBEW NECA local.
Interesting.
Because the standards that we use, the curriculum that we use, is from the Electrical Training Alliance, and they have nationalized their curriculum. So every IBEW NECA JATC utilizes their instruction and their curriculum.
So that's interesting. So you said before we got going, that website would help a lot of people. It's a great starting place, you said, as far as to kind of give you a good outline of what's what. And I got to tell you, sitting listening to this, Doesn't sound like there's much on a downside to anything. It really does. It seems very positive, especially when you're looking at, like we talked about before. I mean, and again, not that college is a bad thing. I have one son that went through. I got another one in the middle right now. But, you know, this is looks pretty good.
It is a it's a great opportunity for someone who, for if they are motivated and they know that they're not going to college and they are going out in the workforce right after high school, why wouldn't someone try this opportunity?
Right.
Whether it's electrical, but there's carpenter programs, there's plumbing programs, there are steam fitter programs, there are so many opportunities of apprenticeship here on the island. Now, if someone does go to college, sometimes a person needs to figure out what it is they don't want to do in order for them to realize what it is they want to do.
Sure.
And I am that perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a 8-9 year delay in me becoming an apprentice, but that delay is what made me want to become an apprentice.
Sure.
So another contact information before I forget would be, you can call my office at area code 631-434-3939 and hit extension 2 for all of the information regarding application, requirements, and dates.
Awesome. And again, I want to remind everybody too, we'll also have that in our show notes. So when you go and you listen to the show, that we'll have all of this contact information. Chris, it's so great having you here. Any final thoughts or anything that you know, I mean, you really kind of hit on so many things. I don't know if there's anything else to share, but maybe you have something else.
The only thing I would share is we are seeing a tremendous amount of people come and fill out applications. If you put an application in and you're not accepted initially, don't give up. If your passion is to work with your hands and become an electrician, you can always put an application in with the local union, Local 25, and they have many trainee positions that are available. It's not apprenticeship, but
okay.
It is an opportunity for people to go out and work and experience the trade, and then they can come back and re-interview.
Got it.
Right, in order, once they interview once, if they don't have, say, what other people have, the experience in the trade, they can gain the experience and then request a re-interview. So we are continually interviewing and re-interviewing people every time we select a class.
Makes sense. And like you talked about earlier in the episode too, with some of the new things that are going to be coming on and available, this could be a girl, so don't give up, like you're saying.
Absolutely not to give up. And I would like to say one thing. If you watch those, what I call the non-realistic reality TV shows, like Extreme Home Makeover or Fixer Upper, being an electrician is a lot more than black and white make a light and hi hats and paddle fans.
Right.
Right. I don't want people to become disillusioned. You could be working in the rain and the cold or the heat. You could be in the attic. You could be in a crawl space. You could be using a shovel. You could be in really uncomfortable positions, heights, off ladders. These are things that people should, perhaps on YouTube, just type in electrical apprenticeship, and there are a ton of videos that people can watch.
Gotcha.
One in particular would be that Construct Your Future videos. It's about a 5-minute video, and it shows what the day in the life of an electrical apprentice, meaning getting up really early.
Right, right.
And then having to go to school. You might be getting up at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and if you live west and you're working east, you will not have enough time after work to go back home to then come back to go to school. So your day could start at 5:15 in the morning, and then our school runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you'll be getting home at 10 o'clock at night,
right?
Two nights a week.
Right.
So it's just something to really think about before you put that application in. And the process is a very, very long process. People are putting applications in, then they got aptitude tested, and then those who pass the aptitude test get interviewed, and then we select it. It's an 8 or 9 month process for us to select a class.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess to get the best people, right?
Right.
There's got to be a process. But Chris, I want to thank you so much and for coming today again. We're with Chris Kelly. And Chris, again, we're going to ask our listening audience to go to the show notes. But again, my name is Tom Dolan. You've been listening to Economically Speaking. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.